And Roseanne, just want to repeat your question?
Sure, I just asked, what other information would you like to cover at anything that you're interested in, honors, awards, or just anything that you would like to cover, that you'd like to add on, that we haven't asked, that you'd like to put down or something?
Well, as you look around my room here, over there especially, I won a special award for doing a book on Kane Hospital, CARES. And it was a story about Kane Hospital at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it received a top award in the state for an outstanding piece of literature that was done. The book I did for the St. Bernard's Church won an award, and there it is up there.
Do you have a listing of all the awards that you've ever done? Honors and
somewhat,
awards?
Yes.
Is that possible that we can have a copy of that list?
Yeah.
The St. Bernard's Church, an award from the church? Or
no, this was from a professional group,
okay,
for the kind of work that was performed. I told you about the Freedoms Foundation Award, and there it is up there,
mm-hmm,
for the great events in American history.
Mm-hmm.
And service awards for doing a magazine for the Smaller Manufacturers Council for 25 years.
What awards do you think of as most significant for you? You've had a lot. This whole room is covered.
I think the greatest award is generally speaking, is meeting people and making drawings of people.
Mm-hmm.
Each one's a new experience, new challenge.
We look at them all separately. There's not one that stands out in your mind.
Well, each one has a story to it.
Yes.
I respect the very nice letter that I got from Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. And he's a very well-known Christian. And as you can see, up there, there's a picture of him that I made, a copy of it. And he signed it. And the letter that he sent me was quite warm and very tender, and also very appreciative of the drawing that was made of him. And these are the kinds of things that I have, letters from people after I make sketches of them. Not long too long ago, I made one of Elsie Hillman. She was a speaker at Rotary,
uh-huh,
and I've been doing caricatures of people for Rotary. This is something no other Rotary Club in the entire Rotary International world is doing.
What was Elsie Hillman like?
She was very, very nice to me. And she sent me one of the very few people that sent me a note or a letter afterwards stating how much she appreciated the drawing that I had made of her.
Mm-hmm.
She was very, very, very nice about it and very appreciative.
You mentioned the Rotary Club a couple of times. You're a member?
I've been a member of Rotary for about...
What kind of people are in there? Are there managers?
There are several. There's a president who is a Jewish now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Jew who's the president now. There's quite a mixture.
What's the requirement in that club? I mean, what is...
It's service above self. It's one of the very few groups that I have seen and belong to that does so much for the community. And they just opened up so that women could become members. Up until last year or a year or 2 years
That's
ago,
right.
Women weren't allowed.
Okay. Can you just join or do you have to be referred?
You have to be referred. Everybody, regardless of who you are,
uh-huh,
whether it's male or female,
mm-hmm,
it doesn't matter. And that's the way it should be, that somebody should introduce you properly. And the women have played a very important role in our club. And it's been a very nice thing. I've met a lot of people that work here in Pittsburgh that belong to Rotary, both Jewish as well as Christian.
How long have you belonged? When did you join?
1978. So I've seen a lot of things and I've met a lot of people,
mm-hmm,
And last year was the first year that they asked me if I would do these cartoons or caricatures of people. And I've done them with some of the top people, Anthony O'Reilly and Heinz's. And,
can you share some of the stories about them?
Well, the only thing that was, as I told you, I got this one note from Elsie Hillman.
Mm-hmm.
But each drawing that I made, I had to do a lot of research to find out what they like to do personally. That's what I wanted, that's what I use in my, then I incorporate it, right. Let's see. I can just show you one here, for example. Here's a former chairman of Westinghouse.
Oh, we're looking at a picture now, a caricature.
And that's John Morrow's. And Nancy likes to play golf. He has something about his family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I tried to incorporate. Here's Tom Forrester.
Oh, these are great.
And they're different. They're different than what other, no other outfit's been doing it, to be very honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the list.
You have a list of everyone you've done.
How long does it take to actually physically execute the research?
This will vary. It can take several hours or it can take several days, depending on...
It's amazing to me watching people doing the caricatures.
Oh, I know.
Their arms go so fast, you know? But that's a different time.
Yeah. This, where you get... here, for example, is... These are all done in color, by the way. This is just a black and white reproduction.
Uh-huh.
And,
do you have also samples? Remember I'd asked you if they had samples of your work that we could put in.
It's Dan Rooney and the Pittsburgh Steelers. What he likes to do with the American and Ireland fund. He likes to fly.
He likes flying airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all like horses.
These people
like
love
you.
Oh, yeah. These are wonderful.
I'm trying to find this one of, here's Maggie Huber, who is the president of the Rhodes College. There would be a second here. These are just duplicates that I've made. Here it is. Here's Elsie.
Oh, there's one. Mm-hmm. Elsie Hillman.
And,
she's most happy in the kitchen cooking. I just like her. Yeah.
Well, even with color on it, it's even more, more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes to play piano. Husband was very, very proud of the fact that she gave this to him, and he was able to put it up in their room.
Mm-hmm.
This is Reverend Fielman of the First Presbyterian Church. So you can see there's a variety.
And they're all different. They're all different.
That's the whole idea.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a reproduction of it. Here's a picture of Anthony O'Reilly. I called his secretary and she was telling me, she sent me material.
Uh-huh.
And what his house looked like and where it was and so forth in Ireland. So it was very interesting because I learned something new about each person.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, like I said, do you have samples that we could take to keep you in file? Maybe you'd like to represent yourself?
Well, I've got some material here that I've been pulling out.
Great.
That I can give you.
That would be
and
great.
And at least you'll have it.
Terrific.
See. as I say, there's no other Rotary Club in the entire Rotary International world has done anything like this.
Mm-hmm. Do they have them framed and on display anywhere in the club?
Yeah, I frame them.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
Not in the club. These are given to the people right after they have spoken.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore they have that, so they can take it with them. Something very interesting, I think, that I treasure.
See that picture up there?
The one with the Salvation Army?
Yeah.
People Who Care. That's what we're
right. That gentleman up there now is in his 90s. Still living.
Mm-hmm.
We've been carrying on, he's been sending me a letter almost every other week. He lives in Asbury, New Jersey.
What's his name?
Brigadier General Henry Reese. And we've become very, very, very dear friends over the years. I was the first one to use the Salvation Army on my show.
Mm-hmm.
And he's ill now. And he keeps writing me. And we share these thoughtful ideas and things. He just lost his wife not too long ago. And so he needs that extra caring.
Mm-hmm.
And he always writes to me stating that he values our friendship more than you can imagine. And this is important.
Have you met him personally?
Oh, I know him.
You know?
Oh, yes.
He's not from Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
he was
in Pittsburgh. That's why I did that.
You say his name is Henry Drews?
Drees.
Dries.
There he is. And this was one of the top things that was chosen. All the things we've done for Salvation Army in the country. It's a little because he did a lot of work with children of all kinds. And I've helped them with the bell ringing and everything at Christmas time.
Uh-huh.
And so I was going to give you this
great.
As a piece.
Great.
And these were wax figures that I designed, which are in the museum at Three River Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Honest Wagner, my trainer, and Roberto Clemente. Each one of these uniforms were given to me by each one of these men.
Mm-hmm. And you designed the figures?
I designed the figures.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else made
the wax.
The wax faces. The gentleman here. Him and the wax figures.
Are they on display there? Are they
yeah.
They're still there. That's great.
This will give you an idea of some background material, a story. These are copies.
Okay. We're getting information on this, we're going to put in the file.
Here's the story about. It was written by Harold D. Cohen. It was
teaching the blind to draw.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And here is a letter received from the director of the school.
Wonderful.
When he saw it. In other words, you can tell people things, but when you show them,
it makes a difference.
It makes all the difference in the world.
And these are samples of your work.
I'm going to give you this Great Events in American History book.
Great.
Which is what I was telling you about.
The one with Freedom Foundation.
The Freedom Foundation. And here's the this book is so.
It has a lot of meaning for you.
Oh.
I can see your expression when you're looking at the book. It's like looking at a child.
It's good. To be able to incorporate.
Mm-hmm.
Look, why did I have to put all of this in?
We're looking at an illustration that has an FDR with in the background, the symbols of different religions, the Jewish religion, Jewish faith, and the cross, a black hand, a white hand.
The American flag.
The American flag.
When you go through this, you'll really discover anything. This was used, it could be used in schools, libraries, sent all over the world. And it was just done at a time when America was in its lowest ebb.
And it's only going to be.
Yep. Here's the resolution. There was a copy of it from the House of Representatives.
Oh, for the book.
For the book.
Right.
Here's a brochure that will show you. Here are the kids out here. Here I am.
Oh,
the Pittsburgh
I see.
Symphony.
Yeah.
I did a concert in the Pittsburgh Symphony at that time. And I drew the pictures while symphony was actually playing, showing how art and music was used together. Again, no one else had ever tried anything like that.
Right.
It was projected on a big screen?
No.
No,
it was right here.
Here I
am. Live. There he is.
Here I am.
But the audience couldn't see it, or they could?
Yeah.
They was projected.
Oh, yeah.
They could see everything. Oh, yeah.
So this is a brochure that shows you about the books, and about characters that I've developed for other people. The address has changed, so don't worry about that. Here are pieces about the Pittsburgh story of the City of Champions, about the Elder Pitt. This is a brochure that was done for the Elder Pitt book. Here's something that I used to
musical sketch pad.
For musical sketch pad. And this was a piece that I gave out. There's Chip Smith and myself when we worked together on the history of sports. Yeah, somebody did that.
Somebody else, huh?
And here's another piece on the Great Events in America. These are logos that I've designed of things in and around Pittsburgh. And here was an article that I wrote. Who are you? What do you do? How do others see you? What is your identity on the other side?
This I've seen. I think that's how it's happening.
Here's a picture that was used showing the hospital care, main hospital thing that was received an award.
Now, is this next one that you have?
Yeah.
You know what? I'd like to write down. Can I just click on the link? And then put on the back and see what it is. When was this done?
The book?
Well, for the year, the picture, and the name of the book,
but
I can just copy it down so that I
will
know exactly what it is.
Here's the plaque right here. The only
information
is right here.
Oh, okay,
great.
Best publication
for me. First place,
Silver Cup. First hand. That was another one I was very, very proud of. Had I shown that to you?
Best publication for interpretive literature in Pennsylvania.
That was really a top award. an article that came out with caricatures of Bob Prince, Bud Rooney, Terry Bradshaw, doctors,
mm-hmm.
that was placed in the Shadyside Hospital, and a whole story about character portraits that live.
Character portrait documents a life of a treasure for all time.
Dear grandchildren, always dear to me.
Okay. I forget the one on the character.
No.
Now, those little pictures that I have showed you, like Mrs. Roosevelt, and I only have one copy of those.
This is wonderful material. I really appreciate you taking the time to put it together for us.
There is so much that you can...
But this is a wonderful sampling of everything that you've done.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you'd like to ask or anything you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
Yeah. I think one of the most important things is, as I keep telling you about all these things, and other people have told me this too,
mm-hmm.
they hope that one day I might be able to incorporate all this stuff into a book.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything is so visual to back up
mm-hmm.
everything that I've said to you, that they feel it would be a very encouraging and very interesting book.
It sure would encompass a lot of material.
Oh, I've got so much material that I could go hundreds of pages.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I keep saying because I've got photographs, pictures, drawings. How can you incorporate all those years into one book?
Mm-hmm.
It's a book in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And there are actual stories and verbiage from people that have experienced these things with me. And so my whole feeling is that someday somebody will think enough of it and might be able to help me subsidize
mm-hmm.
And be able to put this thing together, that it might be a book that would help other people to better understand about life itself and working together with people, as well as encouragement and stimulation
mm-hmm.
to youngsters. Because a lot of my work has been done with kids
mm-hmm.
and with adults of all kinds, mentally retarded, you name it. I've worked with them all. And sometimes just the way you talk to them, you see?
Yeah.
It's a lot depends on just how you talk to them. Reach out, and it's extremely important.
One thought occurred to me, like you said, you've met so many famous people. What's some of the qualities that these people possess that are similar? Is there anything that unifies all these people in terms of, I know they're so different, but in terms of they've all been had success in their field at a high level. And it's always just curious to me.
Well, I think the most important thing that I have gotten out of all of this is the fact that, just the fact that you can sit down and talk to them and have them respond to something you were doing that they are not doing, but you are doing. About them in a different way.
I mean, they're interested in everything.
Everything that every single person that I've sketched and drawn was very much interested in the end results. And it's just the expression, their expression and verbiage of how they felt. And I know with Clemente, and that picture over there, meeting him at the last day of the last game we ever played at Ford Field. That was the day he gave me his uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he give it to me? But we did something in giving recognition, proper recognition, to each one of these people by even wanting to sit down and speak to them. Yeah. I didn't have, and all the people that I met, I don't think I've ever ran into, well, I don't think I've ever run into anybody that really didn't fully appreciate the final results or the end results of what was made. I think they were very appreciative of it.
Most people, like kids, they like to have their picture taken.
Well, it was just like these women that I was drawing.
It's
fun.
Yeah.
And this is important because it's not something that should be drab or time-consuming to the effect that they're not enjoying it. You see, and each one was a little different. It's a different situation. I made the sketch of Honus Wagner at Forbes Field while he was still alive. Hy Trainor, I knew after he was finished with baseball, and I met him, and just the two of us. You see. And the same way with Norman Vincent Peale and Art Rooney and many of the others.
It sounds like they've all been very gracious.
Yes. I can't say that I ever ran into anybody that was not appreciative of what was being done. And that means that wherever I've been, whatever I've done, and again, I can't be pushy. You see, I can't push myself on for that. That's right. And because once you start it and you tell them, I did this person or that person, to at least verify that you're capable of doing a good job, will they be able to understand? And there it all is. It's in black and white, in books. The signatures of every one of them, they're there. The old Steelers, the ones that won the Super Bowls, four Super Bowls, they're all signed individually by each one of them after they saw the drawings. Now, you do it under all kinds of conditions, but each one is a living story in itself. You know where to start first. But I sincerely hope that one day that we can get help in helping and subsidizing something like that. Because I think once we're able to get it in book form, we can sell it. It can be sold. And it would be a stimulating thing for many people to read and interesting. It's a real learning experience. This is a secret desire that I have, that I hope this could happen one day.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed listening to you speak.
Well,
the things that you, it's stimulating to hear all the things that you've done that you want to try to do better and do more.
People say to me, why don't you retire? Retire to what? Doing nothing? I'm a person that I feel that God has given me something that I want to share with others. And every day is a new experience. And when I go out and give a talk to kids or to senior adults or to any age group, I talk about attitudes, self-esteem, and I use art and music to put it across. And you can talk to anybody, regardless of who they are. And it's the way you come across to them. You don't come across by forcing yourself upon them, but you come across by sharing your thoughts and your ideas with them. And hope that they sink in. You never know. You never know who you're going to reach. So I hope this does some good for all of us, really, in helping others to sort of get a better feeling of what can be done. And all these things weren't done easily, but it was done with good feeling and sincere effort. And I never failed to share that with others. And you people have been very, very cooperative and very helpful. And I hope that it's made an interesting of an interview with you, for you.
This is fun for us.
We do it.